The wash up on a Sunday morning, it's GDFL action. Round 9 in the books with Inverleigh continuing their unbeaten start to the season. They are 9 and zip after coming away with a 42-point win over North Geelong. 10-14-74, 4-8-32. We're joined by the coach of the Hawks, Adam Donoghue. Buck, always a good to talk footy with you. Even better to talk with you when you've jagged 7 as well. Another day out in front of goal.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk about the team and not myself, if that's all right, mate.
Oh, come on. Now, you're finding a little bit of the footy up forward. You must be happy with the way you've got a lead from the front, and you're doing that. That must make you happy with the world.
Yeah, it is. Look, and when you're playing, when you're a playing coach and you're playing reasonable football, I think your players sort of feed off that energy as well. So, no, it's good. We're getting some pretty good entries and things like that going into our forward line, and I've got a fair bit of help down there as well. Like, I know yesterday Casey Meehan played a pretty selfless role. He was sort of pushing up, and we tend to try and work out who's got the matchup, and we probably thought I had a decent one yesterday, so Casey played a selfless role, and next week it might be different. It might be Casey's turn or Nath May's turn, so not always going to be me kicking the goals, which is a good thing. We generally have a pretty even spread.
I know we're still 7 home and away rounds away from the end of the home and away season, Buck, but right now you're 2 games clear on top of the ladder. East Geelong have just done you a little bit of a favour. Nice to have that 2-game gap now between first and second.
Yeah, it is, and our percentage is pretty superior as well, so you can nearly look at it as 2.5 games, really. So, look, we want to finish top. That's our aim, and we've got a pretty hard run coming up. I think it's Werribee, Belmont, then we're back to the start with Balpo still in East Geelong. So our next month is, you can quite easily come away with that 1 win and 3 losses potentially. That's how even the top of the top 6 or 7 are. So obviously just looking at Werribee next week at Werribee, which we think is going to be tough. And they've had a bit of a habit the last couple of years of sort of getting to this point of the year and beating undefeated teams. They did that at Inverleigh in 2018, and they smashed Thompson last year. So I reckon they'll be up and about for the game next week. And, they're sort of probably thinking, top three, they've got to win next week just to keep themselves in that sort of top two or top three. So, yep. Yeah, a bit on the line for Werribee as well. So we'll come prepared.
Yep. What impressed you most about yesterday's performance?
I was pretty disappointed throughout the whole game. We just didn't play very well. North Geelong clearly had a game plan, and unfortunately we probably let them play their way for most of the day. There was times, probably our second quarter, we did sort of try and take some control back, so we've shown a bit of different side of that throughout the day. But I think, they challenged us, and our class just rose in the end. When generally what's happened with us when the game's sort of in the balance or on the line, our players tend to rise. So that was probably the most pleasing thing. You just know, I said it 3-quarter time, I know what we're going to get with you boys when the game's on the line. I know we're going to win this game of footy. So it's just a matter of doing that for the start and from probably for 4 quarters as well.
Yep. But if you bring that performance next week against Centrals, it's probably not going to be enough, especially on their deck.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like I said before, they'll be extremely up and about. Very dangerous side. Got some dangerous forwards, a really good balance in the midfield and some pretty good backs down there as well. So, and look, I said after the game, come prepared next week because I rate them as one of the better teams in the competition. So, and our boys will be up and about. Don't worry about that.
Yep. A couple of positives. Toby Manganelli back from that thumb injury he suffered back earlier in the season. Had a kick in the twos last week, but played yesterday. How did he go? And I suppose he's going to probably take a couple of weeks just to build back into it.
Yeah, he got himself into good positions. He was probably a little bit fumbly, but it was good to get him back in. And the luxury with us at the moment is we're bringing those guys back through the twos. Like Ben Muir played seconds last week and came back. And look, he was serviceable, but they're probably it's just the speed of the game, the up tempo of senior footy compared to reserves footy. Like you said, they'll take a couple of weeks, but we've also got some guys coming back in that are on the back of their heels sort of thing. So there's competition for spots everywhere at the moment at our footy club, which is it's a hard sort of selection dilemma, but a good position to be in.
Yeah, Grozanovski and Jordan Drew, Dan Grozanovski, both not playing yesterday. Do you expect them to be right for next week?
Dan won't be, but Drewy should be up for selection. So I'll say after the game, look, Drewy's had a reasonable year. His last couple of games probably a little bit down. And we didn't have any injuries, so we're going to have to try and see if we can fit him in somewhere. So that's another headache we've got for next week.
Yeah, is it a shoulder issue for Dan Grozanovski?
Yeah, shoulder. So that was after that Miller hit. So I don't know whether it was the hit or when he hit the ground, but yeah, a bit of an AC joint. So he said he should be right for Belmont, but he'll definitely miss this week.
Yeah, and Blake Hutchinson hasn't played now since, I think, round two. Soft tissue concerns. Do you hope to see him again at some stage in the second half of the year?
Yeah, he's hoping to play this week, but he'll be one that'll come through the twos. He's just missed way too much footy. And he was going to play reserves against Bannockburn on I think it was a Tuesday night, towards the end of our little match in that we did. His hamstrings pulled up tight again. He's a bit down the dumps about it, but he woke up the next morning. He was fine. So he's just been doing a heap of strengthening stuff. He's trained in the last 2 weeks. He's been a runner on the last two games. So just trying to get him through a game of footy at the moment. And if he gets through this week and plays well, he'll put his hand up for the following week for senior selection.
Yep, and a nice way to mark Billy Cation's 150th for the club.
Yeah, it was. He's like I said, he's one of my favourite people at the footy club. Not only on the field, off the field, he just does a hell of a lot of work. He's always on the social committees. He's just always doing things for the footy club outside of his own time. Plays for nothing. He just plays for the love of the club and the people around him. So that was very well deserved by Billy, and glad we can get a win for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Buck, well done. Congratulations on your continued good form. 40 goals for the season, nothing to be sneezed at. You'll play another probably 9 or 10 games this year, double that, and you might end up with yourself in the 80s, and that's a good return, especially for somebody. You're not a key forward. You're that mid-size, but you're obviously a tough matchup, playing some good footy. So well done to you, and well done to the Hawks. 2 games clear, top of the ladder with 7 home and away rounds. You're well-placed for a minor premiership and a real crack at that first flag since 1992. Appreciate you joining us on The Wash-Up.
Thanks, Kingy.